these things happen. And then they even try to explain to Baba. They tell Baba, Baba, you are not in this corporeal world. Brahma Baba has also become Avyat. And you, Shiv Baba, are only a point of light. But we are in the corporeal world and we have such a big body. And everything is to be done through the body only. So we are in Sakar and you are in angelic form and in corporeal form. Now somebody is needed in the corporeal form. And if not many, at least one person I should have who should be with me. Not even one person, Baba? At least one person. I was asking those at the back, what do you say? Do you need one person at least? And they say, no. And Baba says, yes, I think you need at least one person. Baba thinks like that too. You need someone at least. And someone says, Baba, you are enough. Baba says, of course Baba is there, but don't you need at least one human being in the corporeal form to help, to be with you all the time? Because so many things happen, so many obstacles come, many thoughts come in the mind, and the mind becomes heavy. And it's necessary to lighten the mind, to share what's in the mind with someone else, because till then, when it's not possible even to have yoga. So what should I do, Baba? So Baba also has a question, what should be done then? At such a time when the mind is heavy, then whom to lighten the mind with, if the mind is heavy? And one is not able to do yoga at that moment, then what should he do? Unless he vomits out to someone, how will he feel light? Because if he doesn't, then he'll feel very heavy. What do the doctors say? If someone is feeling very uneasy and this indigestion, and shouldn't that person vomit out or should he just swallow in everything? What do the doctors say? Are there any doctors sitting here? Should they vomit out? Should they vomit? And doctor is standing up and saying, yes, they should vomit. So doctor is also saying, yes, they should vomit. Okay, well, that's about the body. But all of you are the doctors of the mind, aren't you? Where vomiting is concerned, if it's physical, well, you have to vomit. But what about if it is in the mind? If there's any confusion in the mind, then what should you do? Where should you vomit out? They say we should tell Baba. They say you should vomit out to Baba in front of Baba. Ram Shlok says we should go to Baba's room. Baba says you all will go and vomit in Baba's room. About it. Will you vomit in front of Baba? No? Then where will you vomit? At least there should be some place. Say, where will you vomit? I don't know what that person said, but Baba is saying in reply, if that one is not there, then well, Baba takes the side of the children. Yes, you do need someone to whom you can tell your problems, lighten your mind, don't you? Don't you need someone? Or you don't need? See. And someone says, well, we should tell Baba. Then Baba says, supposing Baba doesn't hear you, then? If Baba is not hearing you, then won't you need human beings to tell to? Many children complain, don't they, that we tell Baba many things, but Baba never heard me, because Baba didn't reply. What to do? Actually, if God's love, God's powers are complete in the heart, that is, the heart is full with them, then there will not be attraction towards anything.